Welcome to our chapel this morning. I'd like to introduce someone before we begin today, just with a brief announcement. Leanna Terrell is here with us. Leanna is with the Friends of China organization that sends young people over to China to spread the gospel. My daughter was in that program a few years ago, and I know a number of other Bethany graduates have done it through the years. It's a wonderful, wonderful program, including her husband, Dan, who graduated from here not long ago, Dan Terrell. She will be at a table in Old Main if any of you are interested in finding out more about the program, and I'd encourage you to stop by and greet her and speak with her. Today we'll be using the order of matins beginning on page 109, and please rise and join with me in the versicles.
Deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to thy name.
We hear a scripture reading taken from Luke chapter 21, where our Lord Jesus says, "There will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear in the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near." These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. If you were to take out a ping pong ball and hold it out in front of you, and imagine that that is, for scale's sake, the size of the earth, if you were to paint a coating of paint on the ping pong ball, that is roughly the depth of our atmosphere. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, to think that the architect of the universe has designed our planet on which humans live so delicately that that thin little layer of atmosphere is the only place where we can survive without mechanical help in this entire universe, the known universe that we have. Just amazing to think how God has designed things for us. And that same architect of the universe who has kind of painted our globe with that atmosphere that we're enjoying and living in right now, he instructs us to look at the various heavenly bodies that are out there and things that happen to them as signs of our Lord's return. Jesus brings up the sun. Well, just on August 24th of this year, there was a solar flare-up on the sun. The moon, we had the recent eclipse. The stars. Astronomers tell us that just about every night they see stars exploding and burning up with their deep scopes. The sea and the waves roaring, Jesus says. We think of the enormous tsunami that hit Japan just 3 years ago or so. Last year, a meteor came crashing down into Russia, 49 feet wide, 10 tons. There are videotapes of it all over the place from Russia of the security cameras that caught it. Now, scientists are able to look at all of these amazing events that take place in nature, even though they're unusual. And they can explain them very well by natural means. There are natural reasons for all of these things to take place and to happen. Just like with a rainbow, you can ask a scientist to explain the reason for a rainbow and how it happens. At the same time, our Lord God, in his holy word, instructs us to look at these things in a different way. And especially with all of these things that take place in nature, they are to serve as signs and warnings of our Lord's return. And in the same way that your physical body has little indicators of your mortality, a cold, the flu, a sprained ankle, getting sick, all of those little pains that you feel, trust me, you'll get more as you get older. All of those little signs and indicators are a sign of a coming end for your body, and so it is with our earth and the universe itself. When these signs start to happen, they are an indicator to us that all of this is coming to an end. And on the great day when this takes place, this is how Jesus describes it. Men's hearts will be failing them from fear. Boy, is that a terrifying statement. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectations of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, if you and I look to these things and these signs only through the eyes of reason, we will be absolutely terrified. But our Lord invites us to look at them through the eyes of faith. The faith that he's given us in him as our Savior, the one who went to the cross to atone for our sins, to pay for our sins entirely so that we could have life in heaven. That same Savior now tells us to look at these signs in a whole new light. And suddenly they are to become for us comforting indicators, welcome events of the fact that he is returning for us. At the end of World War II, the rumors had started to spread throughout many of the POW camps that the Allies had landed on Normandy and soon were making their way into Germany. There were 100 POW camps in Germany alone. 92,000 U.S. soldiers were held in those prison camps. And when that great bombardment of Europe took place by the Allies, there were 13,000 paratroopers and gliders sent down to descend onto that country to help free all of those prisoners. Some of the American prisoners, one of them in one of the concentration camps, said that the guys in his camp, the American soldiers, once they knew this was all coming, they referred to it as waiting on winning. It's a great line. Waiting on winning. Now, the German soldiers who were holding up at the time, as they probably saw those parachutists coming in, started to get afraid because they knew their day of reckoning was coming, possibly their own physical end. But to the American soldiers who were sitting there, they looked at that event joyfully with a completely different set of eyes. In fact, this was something they had even prayed for. Your great liberator who has come to take you out of your grave to the mansions of heaven above, the very one who has crushed your enemy already for you by his death on the cross and his resurrection, he says to you these beautiful words. Now, when you see these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. That's a great expression, your redemption. What was it that redeemed you back to God? The blood of Christ, his very physical body. And that physical body is going to be drawing near. Your redemption, Christ himself, just as the angel said to the disciples on that mountain outside of Jerusalem on his ascension day, the same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so in like manner come as you saw him go into heaven. Your redemption that paid for you to get to heaven will be drawing near on that great day. And so while the unbelievers are running and covering their heads and hiding, we who have been given faith in this Savior and trust in him are instructed to look up. While the unbelieving world is cowering with their heads buried in terror, we who have benefited from knowing this Savior are to lift up our heads. In fact, we can even pray for this day to come. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. Amen. Please rise and join with me in the Te Deum. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, having safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.